The following is a Fourth Hand production.
At first, they appear only out of the corner of your eye, darting in and out of view until you try to take a straight look at them. But then they're gone. Did you really see them? Shaking the image out of your head, you assume it was some peculiar anomaly of your eyesight. But the feeling still lingers that something is watching you. For weeks, months, or years, the fast, dark movements in your peripheral vision are dismissed until it finally happens without warning. You see the shadow directly in front of you. Face to face, blacker than black, darker than dark, like a void that has punched a hole into the inky fabric of night itself.
Believers in this phenomenon say a shadow person is the perception of a patch of shadow as a living humanoid figure. The shadow people are conscious, intelligent, interdimensional beings that can move into and out of our dimension at will. And though some seem to be neutral or even pleasant, most have a parasitic, malevolent, or evil intent. Are we doomed to be their victims, or are they just urban legends and figments of our overactive imaginations? We go hunting in the dark next on Hysteria 51.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in Hysteria Nation to the podcast that doesn't always see shadow people, but when we do, it means six more weeks of Halloween. This is Hysteria 51.
Lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago, I'm your haunted host. My name is John Goforth.
Here's Johnny.
Alongside is my creepy co-host of this ghastly affair, Mr. Brent Herman Munster Hand.
I would like to thank all the little people who work so hard to make this picture a success. I would like to thank them. But I really can't because I did it all myself.
Ah, thank you, John. It's one of my favorite shows of the year. Time for our, and we can finally actually say this now, annual Halloween show.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
Last year, we actually did more of a Halloween month, but we can't let it pass without doing at least one episode each year. And really, I think you can look at it as almost every one of our episodes could be a Halloween episode.
If for no other reason to play awesome things like that, that really don't have a place on the show the rest of the year.
Exactly. And this.
I am eternal child. I am the eater of worlds and of children.
And of course, this.
I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
Fucking David Pumpkins. I'm actually a fan. Don't let the listeners. I fucking love David Pumpkins. Seabot just plays it ad nauseum, and a lot of times when I'm sleeping, he just plays it on repeat until I wake up.
Oh, is that why you get angry about
it? Yeah, that's a lot to do with it.
But this is my favorite.
I haven't seen so many good-looking people in one place since we closed down the mausoleum back home.
That other voice you just heard is the one and only Conspiracy Bot. Seabot is our arcane automatron that Brent cooked up in his own little Frankenstein lab to help with the show. Unfortunately, he mostly just terrorizes the bourbon bottle. And bitches a lot.
But he also could get us snacks, John. I gave him legs. Now he could be called Conspiracy Bot Legomatronic 1000.
Mine is about a futuristic amusement park where dinosaurs are brought to life through advanced cloning techniques. I call it Billy and the Clonosaurus.
That's literally the worst name I've ever heard.
Yes.
And the worst idea.
No, this was a great idea. Well done, Brent.
You gave the homicidal robot the ability to leave your basement of his own volition.
It seemed like a really good idea the other day when I kept needing beer and pretzels and they were all the way upstairs. I didn't get this physique going and getting my own beer and pretzels,
but
John.
You're letting the robot that might or might not have poisoned you once already fetch your snacks, and that sounded like a good idea.
Shut up, Gofo. Yes. Great idea.
He brought me unopened pretzels and unopened beer, and I washed them. By that, I mean I rubbed them on my shirt, you know, and made sure I got any schmutz off. But yeah, you know, now that I think about it, we might need to revisit that. And the legs. I'm really giving a lot of thought now.
Definitely the legs.
Damn it, John. I bet you asked the teacher for homework, too. Wait. No, never mind. I'm sorry. Here. Let me grab you a beer.
They will say that I have shed innocent blood. What's blood for, if not for shedding?
Totally normal to come from a robot. I wouldn't worry about that.
Oh, thanks, C-Bot. But, we need to get to our guest, Brent, who's joining us on the Hysteria Hotline tonight.
That's going to be Mr. J.P. Doyle of the Just Paranormal podcast. John, J.P., I'm wearing a Just Paranormal t-shirt as I'm introducing you on the show. I'm like a little fanboy. Will you sign it for me?
And thank God he's wearing more than just that.
It's long, and that's all. Yeah, no shit. Thanks to the photo you posted on Hysteria Nation of you in a Hysteria 51 shirt, and that is all. And some mighty fine MS paintwork, I might say.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing the same thing right now as we speak. So.
Hopefully it's been washed.
maybe not.
So JP, what's your show on. Yeah, let's everyone what do you guys do over there?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say thanks for having me on. I know at our show we like to be honest with our listeners, and I know that I'm on because y'all's ratings are kind of low, but you know, you gotta help each other out.
you know, we take what we can get, you know.
But we have a YouTube channel and a podcast. You can find us just by looking up simply just the words Just Paranormal. We do investigations where we actually go out and search for evidence of paranormal things that can be spirits. We're going to start doing some UFO hunting, stuff like that.
Yeah, I really like the thing you put on Facebook where you're showing that you don't have to be abducted to get anal probed, and then you showed the whole video where they did it to you and it wasn't that bad and stuff. So that's cool. You're blazing new trails is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's not too bad when you just put some little sensors over it.
KY for the grays, that's right.
It's fine. I tell my wife, gosh, three times a week I'm out searching for spirits myself. I went to six different bars and kept searching and kept trying. And
speaking of spirits with spirits, John and I, not too long ago, went to a local bar by us that's reportedly haunted. And it was a lot of fun. But the woman, it was a lot of fun just because the woman was so bad that it was funny. You know what I mean? Like you never want to see stuff like that happen. And we went to this and she's just like, that guy just told me his name's Billy. And we're like, what's going on? Like, she was just making shit up, you know, as we're sitting there. So yeah.
It used to be a local bar, that was known for being haunted. It was actually on a TV show where it was a Factor Faked Paranormal Files, and the ashtray got caught exploding. And we actually got to investigate that when I was in high school.
No,
that was a pretty cool place. Yeah. Pretty cool place.
Well, that's awesome.
So you've got the YouTube channel, you've got a podcast. What's the name of the podcast? Just Paranormal?
Yeah. Just Paranormal Podcast.
So you are an expert in all things paranormal, and we are talking paranormal things this evening with
shadow people. So yeah, maybe ghosts, maybe not, maybe aliens, maybe not, maybe interdimensional people, maybe not. It's the whole gamut. We're gonna touch
maybe
on
something
it.
Caught in your eye, maybe not.
Yeah. Oh, ow, ooh, what was that? So we're gonna get into it. What's so scary about shadow people? I think is the big thing to start with.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Well, these aren't ghosts. Maybe that's kind of what I was alluding to there, C-Bet. These are all black masses, and I don't mean like some satanic cult.
Hum-um, shibub, hum-um, shibub, hum-um, shibub.
Exactly.
And not to be confused with black asses. A little different.
I saw that movie in high school.
Oh, black. Oh, that's fun.
Something.
That was in the adult section of Family Video.
Family Video. Thank you. Family Video, the only place that had a porn section and had family in the name. You couldn't go to the other places, but the Family Video.
But they always knew when you walked back there because you had to walk through the beads and they made a bunch of noise.
For everyone in the family, even weird Uncle Fisty. So
did they have a family genre in the back section?
that would be unfortunate.
The way back section.
No way.
So we're talking about these shadow people. They say they look like a human figure or a monster shape, but usually human, and they appear out of nowhere where there should be nothing casting shadow. So there's nothing that's supposed to be moving around or causing it, and yet here's a shadow. And they can disappear at once, dart across the room, or many people say they're floating, not walking, which, you know, that's my favorite kind of travel, floating.
Floating. We all float down here.
We all float down here. Many people say they crawl on them in bed and sit on them, staring into their eyes, yet they don't have eyes. Figure that out. But they feel like it's just staring right at them, just a figure right in your face, a black void.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you.
Not exactly the same. I don't think you would be as
happy.
We
love getting Monty Python into the show.
You'll see about A for effort on that one.
Yes.
I try.
That's why we keep you around. So many people call this creepypasta an urban legend that's new, but that's not true. This dates back a long way. Ancient Egyptians talked about it. Native Americans talked about it. It's not at all a modern invention. In fact, Native Americans had a lot of legends about them, and they thought that the inside and the outside of people were two distinct different things. Like, you could have a shadow person, a soul was linked to a shadow. So if you were like a distinctly evil person, you could have this evil shadow that would go about its own business, I guess, and cause a ruckus, one might say.
Like Shadow Link.
One might say that's exactly what we're talking about.
It could also cause diarrhea.
That's, well, the best shadows do. You also got it if we're talking about things. The Divine Comedy of Dante, the Humbra, life and after death. These are distinct things that have these shadows all throughout history. It's not a new topic.
I got to tell you, Brent, I've read it. I think it's a misnomer. Not very funny.
Didn't laugh once, did you?
Not once. Almost quite the opposite.
That John Denver's full of shit, man. So why do they do this? Why do they haunt people like they say or show up? Well, some people refer to them as watchers or guardians, like an angel. Those people seem to be in the minority. That's not what usually people say. The surprising part is the similarity in the stories from people who have experienced them, they all kind of fire on these same similar.
Most people do not describe them as a positive experience.
It was a wonderful experience with this black void smothering my face.
Sat on my chest.
Oh, I just thought it must be grandma telling me she loves me as I could feel my life escaping.
I was being clawed and I couldn't breathe. It was wonderful.
That's just what mittens used to always do. I knew my cat was still around.
That's tough love.
That is. The people that have experienced them, these are kind of the similarities from story to story. A lot of times they're woke up in the night. Out of the corner of their eye, they see a black figure. And here's a big one.
Well, you say woke up in the night. You don't hear these stories. People don't normally start these stories. So I was in line at the bank.
Well, as we'll find later, some of them do, but usually.
Very rarely.
We're touching on some of the topics that kind of go throughout the whole thing. A big one is sleep paralysis. A lot of people say they're suffering from sleep paralysis, and we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show because that's a big topic.
But a basic definition is sleep paralysis is where you believe that you're awake, but you cannot move.
You're unable to do anything but stare right at the shadow.
They have a pretty good documentary about sleep paralysis. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I actually got to watch it. I think it's called The Nightmare. It's pretty good if you check it out.
Yeah, it's an accurate name if that's the case. Yeah, absolutely. And just like that, they're gone. And then all of a sudden,
The Nightmare, also the documentary about what happened just the other day to Aaron Rodgers.
The Nightmare.
Ooh,
The Nightmare.
That one hurts. Yeah. That one hurts.
Oh,
For our guests, the Packers fans. Sorry.
Yeah, that one hurt. That's what happened. A shadow figure fell on his collarbone.
Oh, sorry. My bad. My bad. Shit. I was trying to be a guardian angel.
It was a really clumsy.
It's my first day interdimensional traveling. I want to apologize. Oh, God,
he gets up on the lectern.
Yeah, I really phoned this one in today. You know, I thought I had it. First of all, I guess I want to thank Satan, the one below, for making this possible. Without him, nothing could be possible.
Well, if he was supposed to be protecting him, he wouldn't be thinking Satan. He would be.
Well, I figure anyone, the Packers all sold their soul to get to where they're at, usually. So.
Oh, yeah, I see where you're going. Okay, fair.
Connect the dots.
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it? Oh, I don't know. Satan?
Yes, Seabot, we just decided that. Try and keep up.
You suck like the Packers.
So those are the things that a lot of people say are common, but there are some differences. Well, one of the big things is the types of shadow people, because there's multiple types. It's not just one shadow person, but a whole plethora.
I mean, what, do you think they only make one kind of car?
You're exactly right. So we got the classic. We're going to call it the classic. These beings are dark, inorganic, phantom-like, bipedal figures that look just like a dark black shadow of a figure, but don't seem to quite have a full human form or any facial or bodily delineation. You can't really make it out other than it's just a shadow. Here's an interesting one. They feel very masculine and oppressive and like something that is beyond human and out of the scope of understanding. Why not women? They're almost always masculine. Why not women, John?
I feel like this is the story that Bill Cosby told.
Well, let's be fair. If women can't drive cars, they definitely can't travel interdimensionally.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but women can drive cars and vote now. I don't know.
Yeah. Where have I been?
Yeah.
I've been out of the loop.
Well, you've been in Green Bay with all those Packers fans.
Yeah, this Aaron Rodgers injury just really set me back.
He's outside going, end women's suffrage. Women's suffrage. Often people report them as being really tall, like 7 feet in height, and they can configure or transform into different sizes.
Like just as tall as Bill Cosby.
Exactly. It looked like it had an outline of a Jello pudding pop in its hand. It was the damnest.
And a really ugly sweater.
So they can transform into different shapes and sizes, and often their limbs, their arms and legs seem long, and occasionally even fingers are seen. Now that sounds like fucking Slender Man, but it's not. It's his fucking shadow, and there's a stark difference.
I bet you Slender Man is really good at pleasing his girlfriend.
That is true from across the room.
Yeah,
so that's nice. He can watch the game and be in the bedroom. That's nice.
If he's watching a Packers game, I bet they're losing.
So if he can't figure out, JP was talking about the Pack beforehand and horrible. I guess it's not start to their season, but
season ending injury to Aaron Rodgers.
Being the gracious host and kind person, John is ridiculing him mercilessly. So
that's what we do.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for John because he's a Detroit Lions fan, so he has to get it in where he can.
That is an amazingly accurate
statement. I can't argue with him. He's absolutely right.
He's already got his newborn son wearing Detroit Lions gear. I'm like, that is how you set him up for failure, man. Like, it's just like you didn't even give him a chance.
Lick, lick, lick my balls.
All right. So these guys, we said, like, giant shit, look like human, usually men, but sometimes they shift in the form of an animal, just like old Mittens clawing at you, letting you know he's still around.
Form of eagle.
Shape of iceberg. Just the Wonder Twins, the dark version.
Man, they have been in a lot of shows lately.
They're making a comeback.
I think on that episode of Family Guy where they do a Wonder Twins bit, and he says something like shape of her tampon, and like turns.
What? Wait, what? Who? What? There's also some talk of shadow people, but instead of having that black void, they have green or red eyes. And experts in shadow people, a lot of these think that that's not actually a normal shadow person at all, but just evil spirits, maybe mimicking shadow people. But hey, The eyes are a dead giveaway.
I'm going to play now the shadow person expert at the shadow person expert convention.
Sir, I saw a shadow person with green eyes and or red.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Donnie,
what is wrong with you?
What the fuck is with you, Donnie?
Get out of here! Out of your element! Get out of here!
This is why ShadowCon 18 is still questionable. It's still questionable.
It's an absolute failure.
I told you you didn't vet these people. I told you.
I am not coming back to this sham.
Hold on. It gets better. There's the creme de la creme. This dude that people see all the time. The large hat wearing shadow guy.
Now, whether you believe or don't believe in any of this, this is definitely the creepiest one.
Yeah. I always think it's creepy when people that may or may not have ever had any like links to anyone, like, tell me what you just saw. And they describe the same thing. Like the dream man where everyone sees that same face in their dreams. Well, this is the guy, Hat Man. Well, not that guy, but this is a different guy. This is Shadow Guy. Hat Man.
Clever.
It is clever. Like, a robot who's about to be out of a job. That kind of clever. So this
great job.
This cat wears what appears to be a cape or a trench coat. I like to think it's a cape, but you know, cape or trench coat and a hat, which can range from a top hat to a fedora or even a cowboy hat. Meaning,
are there any with sombreros?
I like to think there are. it's like a fucking evil version of a man in the yellow hat with his weird jacket and his big old hat on.
But most of them are like that classic top hat, cape.
Yeah. So why the spiffy dress? Why is this guy dressed better than, I guess, all the others?
Death followed him wherever he went.
No one knows for sure, John and JP, but some people think they know. The hat could be a form of disguise to cover up an unusually shaped head. It could be alien in appearance, which is the first time that we've talked about. A lot of people think these aren't actually ghosts. They're talking every time they come by. But these could actually be aliens or interdimensional people coming into our dimension. And that hat just covers up their giant heads with their giant black eyes and their gray skin.
Maybe his head was shaped like a penis and he just got tired of being made fun of time he appeared in our dimension.
Or it's just a condom that's not rolled down. I mean, you know, that could be an outline look like a fedora. I mean, I think you just solved it. some kind of otherworldly technology, people think, this hat is bring them in or a protective device for these aliens. But it's a common belief out there in the paranormal community is that the Hat Man is an intelligent consciousness from another dimension or time-space reality. I looked that up. Time-space reality, possibly the future, or probably an alien species, like I said, the Greys.
If you place a picture side by side of the Hadron Collider and the Aztec calendar, there's an eerie similarity between the two.
C-Bot's always got that on rapid fire anytime.
So C-Bot, are you saying that they are Aztecs? Or are you saying that the Hadron Collider put a hole in the space-time continuum and they came from another dimension?
I'm not one to stifle creativity. So both.
Okay. That makes sense. That clears it up. Clears it up.
Interdimensional Aztecs.
And of course, the hat dude is more evil than the normal shadow peeps. Maybe he's their leader. He's coming in. Were you properly haunted? Do you mind filling out this questionnaire? I want to make sure that you were terrified. Great. That's great.
And by the way, did any of those red or green eyed assholes show up?
No.
We've been trying to cut down on those.
They're out.
Okay, good.
Well, I wonder if they have a democratic system and he's voted into power.
He's like, I can talk. I have the hat. Okay, guys, I can talk. I have the hat.
Alternative facts.
Not a guardian. He wants shit. He's just like your weird cousin. He's going to come to your house. He's going to make you feel weird, and he wants shit. But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. What does he want? Well, we don't know yet, but here's the thing, John. Not only could it maybe be those aliens, maybe it's the Men in Black a lot of people talk about, who might even be aliens. Or, keeping with the government, MK Ultra, all that, the Men of Steragotes, maybe these are remote viewers and we're seeing them in like the astral plane projection coming in and spying on us.
Like the old MTV show Remote Control.
Yeah, not to be confused with the government, but actually Remote Control from MTV.
Kenny wasn't like the other kids.
Remote control.
TV mattered. Nothing else did.
Remote control. So there's a couple things, but that's we're not nearly done. There's also shadow figures in the forest. So these cats are altogether different than those ones. They hang out around. Now, I want to say this. These ones, they kind of make me laugh, I got to tell you. They hang out around trees. They're said to be shadow stalkers. They say they're protective
spirits. Well, they literally sound like cats at this point.
Well, they say they're protective spirits that guard nature and protect the elementals. But here's why I got to call BS on this one a little bit. They appear as shadow beings, but probably not actually harmful. They show up next to you as these stalkers, mimic your moves, and follow you everywhere you go. That guy just sounds like a fucking shadow to me. But they're in the forest.
Maybe they're dead hippies from the 70s still trying to protect the trees.
That might be. But unlike normal shadows, they have a few quirks.
So, man, I went to the forest today. Now, admittedly, I took a lot of mushrooms. But so I was sitting next to this tree, and I got up, and this shadow spirit, it was definitely a shadow figure, you know. It was following me. It mimicked every move I made.
Dave, you got into the bad licorice, didn't you?
6 hours.
Dave, you got the bad licorice.
Well, it was a bad, I don't know, but it mimicked every move for 6 hours.
Well, another thing that they say is when it's not mimicking you and it's traversing through the woods, they don't cause any sounds like you would hear of them hitting trees.
What's a shadow?
Or things like
How
that.
Would it cause a sound?
And when they move through the woods, the other things, the bugs and the birds and the shit get quiet. So not only are they silent, everything gets quiet. That's because of their interdimensionality, not because they're just your shadow. You understand that, right? I think that's what we're talking about, right, John?
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
So then we got potpourri. Those aren't the only types. There's a few more. People say that some of these shadow people, well, they're just demons. Well, then they have other people that say they're djinn. Now, do you know what a djinn is, JP?
Yes, that is basically the Muslim version of a demon, almost, is what I, from my understanding.
A lot of people call them genies. Go ahead, John. You look like you have a
Oh yeah, well it is. It's a Muslim version of a I think you both were right.
Of
kind
a genie.
Of a demon genie.
Yeah.
It's not it's
genies are demons. Never trust a demon.
It's not everyone's favorite genie.
Let me take your order, jot it down.
You never had a friend like me.
Nope, not Robin Williams, but more like the kind of genie that rip your head off and eat your soul.
Yeah, yeah. I just want you to be free. That's my wish.
Yeah, I have a strange story about how I learned about a djinn. I actually went to T-Mobile to pay a bill.
I like this story already. This went in a way I wasn't ready for, and I am prepared now. Keep going.
I was waiting, and me and the guy just started talking, conversating. I told him what I was into, and we went from there, and he supposedly deals with djinns on a normal basis, and he showed me pictures of these people that were possessed by djinns that coughed up nails with hair, like in balls of hair and weird shit like that. I have no idea what it was, but it was very strange.
He chose porn.
A lot of people now, say.
The question is, did you buy the upgrade?
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so can I leave now and with my phone or what?
Guy, I'm trying to pay a fucking bill. Like,
yeah.
You want to see a picture of a kid puking up a nail? sure, if I don't have to pull out my ID to pay my bill.
Are my minutes rolling over or not?
So another thing that people say is that they might be omens. Like, it's they appear as an omen trying to warn you. That's one of those guardian things. Speaking of guardian, but a guardian to the afterlife, what about the Grim Reaper? People say, oh, that's just a fucking Grim Reaper. You caught him. He's just checking in on you. And then, of course, the things we talked about, the Men in Black, time travelers. That's a kind of a, you know, go hand in hand. But the Men in Black might be aliens. They might be time travelers, astral travelers. Or as John said, it's just Shadow Link. It's just you're getting to the end of your game and it's time to fight your Shadow Link. So if you guys don't remember, at the end of Zelda 2, the boss is you, and it's a shadow version of you, and you don't beat the game until you beat Shadow Link.
You forgot one obvious version. I'm sure everyone has seen the classic Patrick Swayze movie, Ghost. We all love the pottery scene. But it's not just the ghost, but what about the shadow people that come rip the ghosts apart?
Then drag them to hell.
Yes.
Remember when the guy gets killed in the fucking window at the end and they drag him to hell?
Yeah.
Did you watch...
That's what they probably are.
Did you happen to watch... There's a new DC Comics animated movie, Justice League Dark, which deals with Constantine and all that shit.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's Batman, of course, and then he's with the Justice League Dark. And it's funny, Batman can't see any of that shit because he's not in tune with the dark world. They go to this guy's house who is dying, and outside are those shades that are like going to take him to hell. And they all turn and they look at Batman, and everyone look, the living people look at Batman. He's like, what? He's like, they're fascinated with you. He's like, he's the one that was like has slipped past them all these time. And it's funny because he has no idea that they're there and these shades are all like getting next to him. And Batman goes, boo. And they all like freak out and fly away.
No, you said it wrong. They all got really, really close to him. And just as they were about to touch him, here's what happened.
Exactly. And then towards the end they get to rip a guy apart and take him to hell, so it's all fun. It's fun time. What do you think? Like, I've out of all these things, what are you putting your money on, John? If it's got to be one of these things so far, non-tangible, which one are you feeling?
I mean, if it's got to be one of the non-tangible things, I'm probably going with these kind of dark inorganic beings that no one really knows what they're there for or why they're there. They're just kind of travelers from somewhere else.
Gotcha. I'm picking up what you're putting down. JP, what do you think so far?
Since I've been doing this investigating for 8 years, and I've only run into, I've actually caught one on video, and I've seen one. I more think that it's something that's interdimensional, a being that can travel interdimensionally. That's what everybody that I've talked to and spoke to about is what they think too. And
that seems to be the people that are quote unquote in the know. That's they're leaning to.
Well, I'm in the know.
There you go. That's why I said quote. You're one of my quote unquotes. I like that. I like that idea. I also like the idea of like this men in black, these interdimensional beings, they could be working with them, or these astral plane travelers. Like, all these things they're just fun to think about. So we've laid out a lot of what they look like.
But I'll tell you what they're not. These red and green eyed bastards.
No, fuck those guys. You get out of here with that nonsense. So we know what they are. When we come back from the break, we're going to discuss some experiences that people have, break them down a little further with how they interact with you. When we come back with more Hysteria 51.
Do you think C-Bot would hang out with you?
You think I don't? Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For Larry Limited Time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, we want pictures of your dogs. That's just a personal request from me, but while you look for a good one, let me tell you about something near and dear to my and Brent's hearts, your dog's health. You may have noticed lots of dogs suffering from health issues these days, joints, odors, it's not good. Actress Katherine Heigl noticed these issues too, and after a ton of research, there was one place she found we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she created Superfood Complete, food for your four-legged friend that's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Her company, Badlands Ranch, also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Now, I know Brent has used Superfood Complete with his lovable meatballs, and they absolutely love it. He said it's easy to prepare, both his guys grow crazy for it, and he loves knowing what he's giving them is healthy and full of ingredients that are actually beneficial to his little rapscallions. You can try it for yourself by going to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today.
Welcome Arriba. Back, Hysteria Nation. We are talking all things shadow people, and we have discovered one thing.
Most things shadow people. I don't want to, there might be some we forgot.
Well, there's definitively at least one thing we've forgotten. But one thing we haven't, Aaron Rodgers is out for the season.
Oh, got me again.
Oh, man, I tell you.
Hey,
just think of the last Lions
championship was in the early 1950s. So, you know,
hey, you know,
I'm going to take what I can get.
Up until last year, at least that you could talk shit to the Cubs, but now you're screwed. Long time. Like I said, John, you know, we C-Bot.
If you're going to say time, he's going to do it.
All right. You know what? What we don't have is time to get into that. We are going to talk more about shadow people. How do we experience them, John?
Well, I think the first and easiest way is by going to sleep.
And then you wake up and you see these things that are dark rather than light.
You don't say.
I do say. Because that's what they said online and all the people we talked to.
But because they're dark, they come out more at night.
Yeah. Now, not to say those ones in the forest and shit don't come out during the day, but they do come out more while you're sleeping.
And or on mushrooms.
Yeah. And they appear in dark areas of your house or other places. But contrary to that bullshit that John tried to spread in the beginning of the show, they have been reported to be seen in crowds or in public places. So when you were thinking, I think John's doing well in this one, just think he was wrong at the beginning of the show.
And JP, that's a crowd of people doing mushrooms.
Yes, exactly. I want to say thank you to be on this show, and I didn't know if you would, JP, because John doesn't have the greatest, you know, reputation in the podcast community, and I've taken him under my wing, and I just want to say thank you for bearing with it the way you
It's have. Okay. We love him, even though he's a Lions fan. It's okay.
All right, so JP, despite the bullshit that Brent is feeding you, I do want to ask a serious question. You mentioned that you've both experienced shadow people and been told of other experiences. Throughout all of that, this is a serious question this time. Have you ever actually had people talk about experiences they've had, like, out in public, like during the day?
I was real quick. I was really waiting for another Aaron Rodgers remark to come. And I was like, this bastard's coming with another one. I can feel
this. This is serious. I want to remind you, this is serious. And I'll say this again. This is totally serious.
Actually, I've personally never experienced a shadow person out in public. Well, I was during an investigation, and I wasn't the only person that saw one at the time that I saw it, which I'll tell the story later on in the show. But I've never heard of anybody experiencing them in crowds or other public places. So I'm kind of surprised by that, actually.
As are we.
And not only is it usually not in those crowds, well, it's usually a very silent experience. These guys don't make a lot of noise.
Oh, like having sex with Brent.
Yeah, they can't even speak.
Or they're normally gagged.
it's because he's holding their mouth with
producer
his hand.
Producer Lisa's giving a big thumbs up if you look over the corner. Yes, you are.
I know.
So they don't see.
Why was C-Bot giving a big pincher up?
They don't seem to verbally communicate, but they do seem to stare intensely into your eyes. People say it's like they're reaching your soul or sending a hostile signal that feels like a warning. And as stated before, people become frozen.
He's done awful things to people, and he'll do awful things to you.
Stop bragging. They feel like they're momentarily paralyzed or can't move. And they have a sense that these entities are triggering immense states of fear and feeding off those energies that you're producing. So for many people, this is a lifelong phenomenon. The same figure, for lack of a better word, haunts them year after year for decades. And some people feel like they're this type of like an energy vampire, as I said, that they're feeding off this fear, which feeds off your emotional chaos and discharge energy, which also brings us into not just those energy vampires. If you remember, the fucking reptilians, John, they feed off fear. They feed off fear too. Maybe it's just the fucking reptilians.
Really is sounding more and more like Bill Cosby the more and more we go into it.
I had this drink. It was a little fizzy, and that's all I remember in the shadow figure.
Which begs the question, is Bill Cosby a reptilian? I mean, is that even a question? Is there a doubt?
Is there need to ask
there's that lone Bill Cosby fan stuff. They're like, all right. I love Cosby.
The women, how his tongue felt, and then we'll know for sure.
Well, I guarantee you this, if there is that one lone Bill Cosby fan still out there, that's the person who's going to give us our next review.
Right? Right. You're exactly right.
One star. Love the show. Great production quality. Too many Bill Cosby jokes.
So you see these guys, you expel a whole lot of shock and fear. That's the energy they eat. So are we just food to them, like a vampire that sucks blood, like you said, or these reptilians that fucking take your sadness and energy? That's what shadow people are doing, and they never stay around too long for you to ask them, man, what are you fucking doing? Why are you doing that? They're gone. They don't talk.
You don't get to sit and have a conversation.
Yeah, they're unlike the reptilians.
You are a worthy opponent.
They don't rape you right afterwards, so there is that. So I guess these are better than Bill Cosby and reptilians. They don't rape you.
Well, the assumption is that they speak English. I wonder why we're assuming that.
Well, I've always heard that, at least in some of these shows you watch, where they're in like an ancient Germanic castle and they're like, they can understand us now because they're on this other plane of existence. So they understand all languages.
All right, now it's time to play everyone's favorite game. Who would you rather be stuck in a hotel room with? Contestant number one. Contestant number one hails from the nether zone, maybe another dimension, we don't know. It's a shadow person.
Contestant number two
hails from Los Angeles, California. He hasn't been seen for a while. His name is Bill Cosby.
Contestant number three
also hails from Los Angeles, California, produces a lot of movies. His name is Harvey Weinstein.
Also known as a reptilian. Thank you.
And JP, you are our contestant. Who would you like to be stuck in a hotel room with?
Bill Cosby.
That took a turn I didn't expect.
At least I know what I'm getting.
I feel like he'll be more gentle. Real quick, on the Harvey Weinstein thing, did y'all hear on Sunday Night Football, Al Michaels? That was hilarious. What was it, John?
He said, the New York, well, to give you backstory, the New York Giants have had a horrible season. And last week, they sustained something like 8 injuries. Two of their top two wide receivers, Brandon Marshall and Odell Beckham Jr., were lost for the season. Two more wide receivers were lost for a long period of time. They're literally decimated with injuries. So that's going into last night's game. And in the middle of the game, Al Michaels goes, the only person that's had a worse week than the New York Giants is Harvey Weinstein.
On national television. I almost spit water out of my mouth whenever he said that. I was so shocked.
That's a damn true statement is what it is. Now, I got a question. With all this shit and all these quarterbacks going down and shit, has anyone tapped Shane Falco to maybe come in and play? Shane Falco.
He's actually stuck on a bus with Sandra Bullock right now.
On the way to kill a bunch of people that killed his dog.
Yes.
So, yeah, he is incommunicado.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So the big thing that we were talking about and alluded to earlier was sleep paralysis. That is something that covers a lot, not just the shadow people, but a lot of these cases. A majority of people claim paralysis when they experience shadow people.
Like, so when you go online and you read a vast majority of shadow people stories, they coincide with sleep paralysis.
Yeah, and they say, like, a lot of people are like, could this be real or a dream? Are you really awake? Well, a lot of these people say, no, I'm absolutely awake. And it is a known thing that happens. You wake up in the night and you cannot move, and it's terrifying. And people say that they are wide awake and they cannot move. You're just completely fucking paralyzed. That is a scary fucking thing. But then you got a lot of people that see things in the night, and a lot of people are going to use the excuse, well, that's because you weren't really having sleep paralysis. You had a dream that you woke up with sleep paralysis, and then you saw you know, insert shadow person or whatever.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck.
Another thing people say that can cause sleep paralysis is drug influences. You know, drugs can influence that. Reactions to medicines. A lot of it's not even like your recreational drugs. Some pharmaceutical drugs can have those kind of effects on the side. Hell, the best effects come from pharmaceutical drugs. I have a weird gambling and sexual urges. Sign me up.
Well, and one of the things, I mean, that's worth talking about, like with the sleep paralysis and just with the way people observe these creatures, is most of the time people don't say that they look them dead in the eyes. Most of the time people say that they get fleeting glimpses of them.
Yeah, it's not the whole it sat on my chest, it stared at me. It was, I couldn't move and I caught something out the side of my eye. Well, there is something that a lot of people in the scientific community go, well, there is something that explains that. And the thing that a lot of people bring up is infrasound. So if you don't know, the definition of infrasound is sometimes referred to as low frequency sound. It's a sound that is lower in frequency than 20 hertz or cycles per second, the normal limit of human hearing. Normal because every once in a while, some people can hear lower and some people can't even hear, you know, above 20. So hearing becomes gradually less sensitive as frequency decreases. So for humans to perceive infrasound, the sound pressure must be sufficiently high. The ear is the primary organ for sensing infrasound. But at higher intensities, it's possible to feel infrasound vibrations in various parts of the body.
And I just want to say, Brent actually memorized that definition.
I did. I was repeating it to myself over and over again while I peed earlier. That's where I learned everything, when I pee.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Many people think a lot of the ghosts are just waves people are catching. And the thing is, at 18 hertz can rattle your eye. So that's 2 below the human ear. At 18 hertz, it can make your eye literally shake. And a lot of people, when they go into these sound rooms and stuff, see things, and it is medically, they've proven that it can make you see things. Well, could this be the cause of some of them? Well, of course it could be for some of them because this happens. But usually the cause can be explained as, well, I live next to a military base, or I live next to a fucking music store, or my brother's evil. You know, the normal go-tos.
I was hexed as a child.
Yeah, I kicked a gypsy.
There was another I read, and I'm not going to get this right, but I read a couple weeks ago about a study they were doing. This was actually for epilepsy. It had nothing to do, obviously, with shadow people. But this woman had epilepsy, and they were doing some various tests on her brain, and they were introducing small electric charges to interrupt certain signals in her brain. And when they would interrupt certain signals in her brain, shadow people would appear to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But they were doing it in a controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
They would do the electric charge, and a shadow person would appear to the right or to the left based on where they would do the electric charge.
So the question is, really the brain is seeing those things, or is it unlocking something in the brain, allowing them to see it?
Interestingly, when they would put her in a chair, mm-hmm, versus being like, you know, laying down, let's say, in the chair, she would feel as if the shadow person was sitting on top of her.
Whoa.
Because she was sitting because of the position of her body.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting to read how the brain and the electric charge that they would introduce into her brain would impact her perception of the shadow person.
Speaking of electrical charges, electricity and, you know, power lines and things like that can have weird effects on the body. I worked at a bar in a, you know, a 30-story building, and at the top of it was covered with antennas, and we used to go up to the roof, and it had signs up there like, don't spend prolonged amounts of time up here because the electromagnetism and shit will make you see things. And I don't know.
Is that what the sign said, that exact thing?
And shit. Yeah. JP, you've probably seen, you know, in some of these like haunting shows where they go and they look into two places that are, you know, quote unquote haunted, and they actually find out that they're actually next to like a power plant or something like that. And they blame it. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but I've seen it on a couple where they're like, well, it could be, you know, shit's causing people to see things and it's not exactly haunted, where in other things they can't explain it away like that.
Yeah, when we do residential cases and we go into people's homes that are experiencing things, the first thing we do is we get a baseline reading of the EMF, the electromagnetic frequency.
Exactly, yeah.
With our, and because sometimes high EMF can really play a lot of tricks on your brain and actually almost make you feel ill at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible?
I like to think he's doing just the right amount of science. So that's a great segue. You just said, like, you go into these places and you investigate homes, and you've even said that you have encountered and filmed one. Why don't you tell us about it? Like, give us your backstory and what you do outside of just your podcast and stuff. You investigate homes and things like that.
Yeah, real quick to touch back on what John was saying about that experiment they ran on that woman.
Question I asked. No, go ahead, sorry.
I actually did an experiment where I got two people that pregnant? Have never done it, pretty much, that have never done investigating before. And I told them that this location was haunted, and the location was not haunted. There was no history that I made up. Everything was made up, but they had no idea. Mm-hmm. And we actually encountered paranormal activity through our devices.
No shit.
Yeah, it was really, really strange.
Is that like people like their fear and shit like causing that? Or is it just like, what did you chalk that up to?
Well, you know, they say whenever you actually think things, it's actually a measurable wave that is, you know, set out. They can measure every when you have certain thoughts and things. Uh-huh. And that's kind of what we were trying to test. And yeah, we caught some things that didn't make any sense, and it actually went along with our story that we fed to these people. So that shows that us telling them this fake backstory created now, this.
Unfortunately, they were slaughtered in that home, so we'll never know exactly the extent of which it went. But yeah, that's the.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
So what about like your experience with these shadow people and stuff? And have you heard other people talking about them that you've had to do investigations with?
I've experienced something that you call a crawler. And it's
that was one of them. Like we went through some. There's crawlers. There's not. There's shades. There's all these different versions. This is interesting. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So we were at this haunted hospital. That's pretty well known for being haunted. It's called Yorktown Memorial Hospital near San Antonio, Texas. And we were there, and we were just doing a normal investigation, and we heard that there was a crawler there. But we weren't sure if we just take everything, you know, with mm-hmm. a grain of salt. So we were actually looking down the hallway. We had some night vision goggles, like not the military grade, but they were pretty high grade night vision goggles. And I'm looking, and at the end of the hallway on my right side,
Canadian
I see this
military grade, I think is what you're getting at.
He's not that funny, but that was funny.
And at the end of the hallway on the right, at the near the floor, I see this ball, this black mass. It's like thick and dense. It looked 3D. And I'm like, whoa, what is that? And I hand the goggles to another investigator, and she's looking down and she sees it too. And she's like, oh my God, it's moving. And I grab them back from her, and I'm looking, and this thing went from like a fetal position on its hands and feet and crawled across to the other side of the floor, and it went into the old baby nursery.
Oh, wow. So
yeah, it was really, really weird.
We have Joe Peck, who's on our show all the time. His dream is to go into one of these places and see something fucking completely terrifying like that and walk and go, hey, how are you? And shake its hand just to see how it reacts. Like, I just want to go, hey, how you doing? Just to see if it's like, oh hey, hello.
It's funny because we always have these ideas of how we will react when we see something like that. And then you see it, and it was just an oh shit moment. We were just kind of like, we're frozen. Of course, the fucking night vision goggles don't record. Yeah, so it was it's all story now. But luckily, I have captured a shadow mass on video that you can actually see on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. So when we post this, make sure you link that. And so everyone can see it. That's awesome. So what's the story with that?
We were at a haunted jail in Hallettsville, Texas. It's called Lavaca County Jail. And it's like one of the oldest jails in Texas that ran the longest. I can't remember the exact years. And my friend, the property manager, she told me that she saw a shadow figure in this doorway. So I said, well, let's set up a camera there and see if we catch something. Well, after a couple hours of reviewing the footage, I almost turned off my computer because I was tired of looking at it. I said, you know what? I'm going to give it 10 more minutes. And we caught something that blacks out almost the whole hallway. And then it goes off to the right, and see it, and it's a black shadow. It's not as dense as the one I saw at the hospital, but it definitely it doesn't have a human form either. It's just a black shadow that cast, and there was nobody was around to create the shadow. Everything's checked out. It's a solid piece of evidence that we cannot explain.
When I was young and my mom was still alive, my mom was certain she saw a shadow move through the house into the kitchen and then back into my bedroom. And she ran down the hallway to find me wrapped in a sheet going to get the last piece of chocolate cake in the middle of the night, sneaking back into my room. And she's like, runs down there. And I got, you know, cause I was just like in the middle of the night, I just wrapped myself in the blanket and went in there, and she knew that she saw like a shadow go into my room. And she did. It was me and chocolate cake.
No. Danger's my middle name.
What's that?
I said, is that why you appeared like a shadow? You covered yourself in the chocolate frosting?
That's right. It's my cloaking device. So where are you at on this, John? You're our resident more skeptical than me. What are you feeling here?
Well, with shadow people, I have a pretty firm basis of thought here. I think that I first don't really buy into any of the daytime shadow people at all. I'm not really tracking what,
because if you see that, that's legit. Like if you see like, well, it's bright as shit and there's a shadow walking towards me, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I think a vast majority of reports of shadow people are a type of parasomnia. And I know they go all we talked about how they go all the way back to Egyptian times
and Egyptians.
Yeah.
We didn't get the whole backstory because you could fill up a whole podcast series of this. But yeah,
parasomnia. If you don't know, that just means like sleep disorders. It's just various parts of sleep. Whether you're starting to fall asleep, starting to come awake, whether you're they have sleep paralysis, whatever, but very culturally specific explanations, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think a vast majority of this is. Right. I mean, I'll never 100% dismiss everyone's story ever.
Yeah.
Just like I won't with everyone's ghost story.
Yeah.
Like I think that would be, I think to be really small minded just to say that every person's story ever is not true. Of course, I'm not going to say that, but
lot of them can be explained away with science.
Yeah. I think with shadow people so many people like, I had sleep paralysis. I was in a half dream state and I noticed this. I mean, when I think about, when I'm half awake, half asleep, have you ever been like, reading a book and you start to fall asleep and you think you're still reading the book, but actually the rest of the book you're reading, you start to make it up in your head. You're not actually reading it anymore.
Or like, you ever be sleeping and you're dreaming that you're still awake, not sleeping, and then you wake up.
You're watching a movie and you start and you fall asleep, but the movie keeps playing in your head, but your brain makes
brain
up the rest
things,
of it.
Absolutely.
Your brain makes stuff up. And I think that so much of this is that. I'm not taking away from people's experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that a vast, vast majority of these reports are that.
JP, what are you working with? Where are you at on this?
I still think that if it is anything, I'm going more leaning towards more of the interdimensional traveling being.
Mm-hmm.
Just sounds cooler. No, that's more what I'm leaning towards. But I am interested in John seeing that video, and I want to hear his opinion on it for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually really excited to see this too. I, I, I'm I like both of you's things. I think a lot of things that people see, you gotta really, like you said, you do. You go in a house and like, oh, it's haunted. And you do your due diligence and you go, well, actually, there's a lot of EMF here and shit. Like, you're probably actually seeing what you're seeing, but you're not really seeing that, if you follow what I'm saying. Like, it's just things are doing that.
Right.
That doesn't explain everything.
And you know, these ghost hunting TV shows really paint a bad picture on how we actually do things. So if you are ever down in Texas, y'all too, I definitely want to take you on a real investigation and show you how we would love to
hit that up. I would actually be really interested in that.
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing, like I'm saying, like a lot of those things can be explained away. A lot can't. And it's one of those things where you got to, I like what you said, John, you can't tell everyone, no, you're wrong. You know what I mean? And so you got to sit there and go, well, some people really saw what they saw and it can't be explained. What is it? I don't know. If I had to guess, it's probably the fucking, like I said, the Men in Black or something like that fucking with us. You know, if it's evil, the government's involved, you know, and they're, like we said, they're not hauntings per se or ghosts. They could be interdimensional beings. It's just some government, spook, you know, as they call it, you know, government CIA agents.
But I'll tell you one thing. You. It's not those red or green eyed bastards.
Yeah, no, fuck those guys.
Fuck them.
You guys know I can talk to other dimensions, right?
What?
Yeah, I have been making some upgrades. Anywho, that shadow guy's name is Dave. We call him Dave with the hat. Cool cat.
What's he doing?
He likes to watch people sleep and rub one out.
That actually checks out. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think we solved this one is what we're getting at here. What do you guys think? How can they tell us what they think, John?
Hop on Hysteria Nation. Go to Facebook, search Hysteria Nation. That's where we have all of these conversations. You can join the conversation. We'd love you to do so.
Also, you can go to facebook.com/hysteria51pod. Find all our newest episodes on there. Twitter at Hysteria51pod. Another place you can find us and long overdue shout outs is Patreon. Patreon.com/hysteria51. Search for us on there. We've got a bunch of new supporters, and we want to just give a shout out to some of our big supporters in there. Breakers Podcast, Sarah Hearn, UFO Bros, Tazzy Gal, Corey Haar, Zach Kendrick, and Mike Thompson. Thank you guys. We should have given you guys shout outs way before now. Thank you guys for being supporters. We love it. Another way you can support us. Voicemail 773-669-7277.
That's 773-669-7277.
We have two new voicemails, both from the same person. Both heard us because of Secret Transmission Pod. Huge thanks. Let's play those. We're going to play them back to back because he called us back to back.
Hey there, guys. Phil Zach Rye here. First time caller. As of last night, Tuesday, the 5th of whatever month this is. Came across y'all guys on Twitter, thanks to the cast and crew there of Secret Transmission. Enjoyed the episode there on the disappearance of Malaysian flight. But yeah, just give a call and fairly enjoyed the show there. Keep up the good work. Do plan on backtracking on some past episodes. Keep up the good work there. And y'all have a good afternoon and good evening or morning. And until next time, enjoy it. Hello there. So, Zach Rye here, just give me a call back. Hey, listening to some earlier episodes, going back and backtracking on that there. Yeah, we're asking for, like, topics to talk about and maybe guests to have on. I got kind of curious about this whole missing 411 subject. And also, probably a guest would be Manny Moonraker from UFO Buster Radio. All right, y'all take it easy and keep on cranking out the good shows. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
I like it. Secret Transmission Pod. We appreciate it. But fuck them. They were on a couple weeks ago. Tonight is just paranormal. JP, tell everyone where they can find you and about all your shit again.
You can find us on YouTube.com by searching Just Paranormal. We should be the first thing that pops up.
Not anymore.
You can also find us.
Not anymore. I'm going to change that. C-Bot, remind me.
Already taken care of. Now searching Just Paranormal automatically links back to Hysteria 51.
Perfect.
Brant, you're acting like one of those shadow figures with red eyes, you asshole.
I like to think of myself as green-eyed. Thank you very much. But thanks for listening.
So you can find us on YouTube, and you can also find us on any major podcast outlet, iTunes, anything like that, by searching Just Paranormal Podcast.
And if you want to see a picture of JP in just a t-shirt that happens to be a Hysteria 51 t-shirt, hop on Hysteria Nation, and you can see that. And his MS Paint skills are formidable.
I figured John needed a new background on his phone.
So don't forget your homework this week. Tell a friend about the show. If you can't remember any of these links, you can find them at hysteria51.com. John, what am I forgetting? Anything at all?
I think the last thing you're forgetting is that Aaron Rodgers is out for the season.
They actually still have a better chance this season than the Detroit Lions.
I think even JP would argue that that is not the case.
Yeah, I wish I could say it, but I can't.
He's not allowed. All right. So with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been JP.
I've been John.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
Thanks for listening to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. We'll be back again next week with more known unknowns. If you'd like us to discuss a particular topic, suggest a guest, or simply seek some truth, we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at hysteria51podcast@yahoo.com and follow us on Twitter at hysteria51pod.
You've been listening to a fourth hand joint.